OYT, KO4ZEW. OYT, KO4ZEW. KO4ZEW clear. 2T, W2T and 0TR. TR, clear.
Talk to you, Tom.
Hi, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
I managed to get myself lost. I don't know how I did it. Well, I do know how I did it. And coming back from tennis, and can't believe I missed a turn, but I did. But I'm on the right road now.
Good boy. Don't feel like the Lone Ranger either. Yeah, let me hit this button. Something's setting off my radar detector down here by the Daughters neighborhood. We're down south of 14 in Pelham. Headed towards home. Just landed. Been to Gulfport, Mississippi.
My goodness. Well, that's a fair piece from here. I was playing at Northside Park on East Darby Road, and I just take these little two-lane roads and kind of zigzag around, and for some reason I was just breezing down one of the roads, and I just went right by one of my turns, and I don't know how I missed it, but it did, and I don't drive this route every day. Usually going to the sports club I can do, you know, in my sleep, but this one I only come here once a week.
It looks like it's clouding up over in the east. Are we supposed to get any rain, Dave?
It seemed like they talked about some rain possibly in the afternoon, but they it was going to come over the mountains, they really didn't know if we would get any of it because of the mountains, but the mountains could get a little spray, not really any accumulation.
Well, it looks pretty overcast northeast of me here. But coming into land, it was really choppy. I've been in a lot worse, but it wasn't very comfortable, I'll say that.
Sure, it was, I'll tell you, it was windy out on the court. It was really almost too windy at times. It was gusting and making it difficult to play. But we played through it, and we had the largest group we've had since I've been going to this Saturday thing. We had 8 people there, 2 courts of doubles going at the same time.
Hopefully it's getting to be springtime, but you never know. You can always have a nice polar vortex coming at you before you know it. Oh, I just had a Mercedes SUV pull out in front of me and poking along. Always these people learn to get the heck over to the right and let you by, but they don't have a clue. We're approaching Greenville, Spartanburg Airport right now, and headed north. I'm glad to be home. N0TR.
4CBA. Well, I bet your arms got tired doing all that flying.
We got to land on a pond every now and then, have a little moss. Oh, you fly from here to Charlotte and then out of Charlotte to Gulfport. It's just a little over an hour. And that flight from Charlotte, you're on the taxiway as much as you are in the air. It takes about 20 minutes, and then you're back down. But that Charlotte is a big outfit up there now. Let me tell you, just planes taking off every few, maybe every 30 seconds to a minute. It's unbelievable.
I've heard that it has grown, and a lot of times, and my wife flies some, and my daughters, and they'll get a better deal out of Charlotte than they will out of Greenville, so they'll drive up to Charlotte and then fly out of there to wherever they're going. And I haven't been up there in years, so I don't even know what it looks like.
There's four concourses, I'm pretty sure, and different ones for different concourses, I'm sure. But the smaller planes, I noticed they was taking off at about 1 minute intervals and going ever which way. Any city you could think of, they were calling it over the loudspeaker. Well, I don't ever want to do it again. I hope that's the last flight we ever have to take. It's like being in a cattle car. I just don't care for it. Whenever you turn loose a little of your money, buy us a new Learjet or a Cessna Citation, or if you feel like flaunting it, buy us a Gulfstream. That'd be just right uptown when you win the lottery, I guess.
Oh, I mean, I could buy one, but then I wouldn't be able to fly it. I'd have to hire a pilot. Because I doubt I could get my pilot's license. And but they are nice planes, I have heard. Well, I am pulling in the garage here, so I'm going to say 73s, and be careful out there. Driving around, watch out for all the crazy people, and we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final N0TRKP4CPA.
Well, for economical reasons, I think they just cut down the number of flights, so you never get a flight anymore that there is empty seats in that. It's always jam-packed. Very seldom you see any open seats, and it's just like a cattle car, and they've lessened the area in front of you, and it's just hard to get in and out of the seats, and then push and shove to get off. So I just don't care to do it anymore. It's not like the old days used to be. I remember flying from Joplin, Missouri to St. Louis once, and then pilot invited me up in the cockpit. And that was fun. He was an ex-Marine, and really remembered that. There wasn't anybody else on the plane, though, and that's why he could do it. Anyways, take care, Dave. It's nice to be home. We've been gone 4 days. KB0, Dave, I'm forgetting your call. I've been gone 4 days. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
Hey, you're loud. Well, have a good one. KP4CBA, clear.
See you, Dave. How you doing, Tom? WD4NGU.
Hi, Phil. This is N0TR. Well, I must be doing all right. I'm following the star.
That's good. You going to vote today?
No, we're not going to vote. We already did. And it wasn't for Nikki Haley, so I'll give you 3 guesses.
Well, we didn't vote early. I could have voted this past week, but I wanted to go with Teresa, so we're going to, I'm headed home and pick her up. We're going to go exercise our free right of expression.
Pleasantburg Drive. I can't even tell you what. There was a shopping center one at Brace. But we can't remember it now. We've been going to Gulfport for 4 days, and the kids paid for everything except our gambling, and I didn't do much of that. But Marie surely had a ball, and she come back with almost as much as she took, so can't beat a deal like that. And it was for my birthday on January 22nd, and Bernice's is February 22nd, and they got their tickets and everything, so that was great.
Good little trip. 4 days is just about right. You don't start missing home too much, but you get away and kind of reset.
Every single day, I wasn't feeling well, and it really was a rough one on me this time, and I don't care to do it again. I even burnt my lips on some hot catfish, and more so than I thought, and it just made it kind of miserable. I don't know what the heck's the matter with me lately. I just haven't felt well. Got a couple of doctor's appointments next week, so I'll let them check me out.
Well, hopefully they will. I'm sorry you didn't enjoy your trip as much as you should have or could have. I took my radio out on the porch this past week, and I didn't make a single contact. I just tuned around and heard a bunch of good stuff coming in. It was just fun to operate out in the fresh air. And I unfurled a little antenna over at my mom's house. It's for POTA or SOTA. It's kind of a portable antenna. It's not really meant to be out in the weather. And it's an in-fed little antenna. And so I took it apart and saw how to hook up the coil and all that good stuff. And I'm going to do a little portable operation with that.
I work the POTA stations when I hear them, the SOTAs and such. And I like the Wumba ones. And I even, a couple of weeks ago, I even worked Vietnam, and I'd never worked them before.
Well, that's good. I made a bunch of copies of the world list of prefixes and everything to get all that ready, and made some nice color copies of that.
That's good. How are you coming on your tower?
Good. They hadn't given me any word from the Planning Commission, but I'm just going to go ahead and put it up. She's already admitted to me there's no law against it, so I'm just not going to worry about it.
I think that's good.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Oh, hey, I heard you that time. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. A very good time.
Can't wait to get back and get some good cooking going and fatten Tom up. He just won't fatten up, will he?
Seem like it.
It's not Santa Claus, because he could never look the part.
Let's wait this time. Well, her and the girls would take off and go gambling, and my son-in-law and daughter from up in Michigan, they'd all take off and go gambling, and I went quite a bit. I just didn't want them chump machines to get my money. I'd rather have something in my hand when I get done, and they didn't buy all them gold fixtures and stuff, you know, for nothing. Somebody had to pay for them, the way I look at it.
Yep. You know, I was sitting here riding along. I'm on, let's see, I guess I'm northbound on 85 at exit 63, Highway 290. And I said, Tom is awfully scratchy for some reason. I looked down, I was copying you on direct. I wasn't even listening to the repeater.
Because I'm just running 15 watts on this. We're up here by that Autobell car wash running down the bunker. We got to go over and pick up some of that mouthwash because my mouth is burnt from that, and over at the Walmart Market, and then head on back up to the QTH. But I've missed my radio, missed my chickens. Tim's been picking up the eggs for me, and I just usually don't say much about going out of town, Phil. I don't think it's a good policy.
if I put anything at all on Facebook, I don't do it till I get back.
It sent us hundreds of pictures they took. It was pretty down there, but I sure wouldn't want to live there. Boy, that Katrina really wiped them out, I think, when it went through. The restaurant rained, and that young man there was about 30 years old, and he lived through that. And he says, Tom, he says, the water was about 8 foot high in the room you're sitting in right now.
I'm glad this part of the country doesn't have that kind of flooding. We do in the low country. I've got a guy that is in the guard, and they activate him pretty much once a year for some major thing. And he's gone for a month or something down there. And pretty rough flooding. But, you know, I'm driving along here on 85, and I see all these great big new warehouses they're putting up. And just past one here says 275,000 square feet. So with the land, somebody got probably close to a $40 million investment there. And it's for lease. They don't have a tenant yet. What in the world does it cost per month to lease something worth $40 million, Tom?
How my pay grade feel? I can tell you that. Oh, shoot. Well, we're getting ready to pull into the Walmart market here by the community bank, our bank. And, Phil, it's really been a pleasure hearing you. Miss hearing you up here very much. And I'll try to catch you down the line. We'll have to get together on CW sometime. I'm probably out of practice now. W4NGU and 0TR73's, Phil.
Thanks, Tom. Enjoyed it. W4, never give up. Clear.